Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Joining us over the phone right now, we have a very special guest, Monty Christiansen. He's a state champion for the Emory High School wrestling team, winning the state title at 106 pounds. Monty, it's a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's quite the accomplishment. State champion, only a junior, and you've grabbed that state championship. I know that's always the ultimate goal, right? And you've worked so hard for it. Talk to me about actually accomplishing that goal at the state tournament just last week.
Yeah, like you said, it's the ultimate goal. It's been my dream since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers, two of my older brothers have accomplished that. And it's always just been kind of something I've always looked forward to. And the opportunity to do it and to win that is kind of has been surreal for the past few days. And it's still just like jaw-dropping to me that I've accomplished one of my life goals. But now on to bigger and better things.
You know, you talk about your brothers accomplishing that as well. So I have to assume that you've kind of learned what it takes to get to that level from them, right?
Yeah. Just growing up, I've seen how much work they've had to put in to accomplish it. And so I've had to match that and try to go beyond those limits and just push myself to the best possible, best I can be.
Before we talk about the journey, I want to talk about the actual accomplishment itself. So 2 days, you're at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield, and you can't afford a loss. For those who don't know the way this works, it's not double elimination. I mean, it's single elimination. You work your way all the way through. At what point in time did you feel like, okay, I have control of this particular bracket?
Really, not until, well, I knew for the most part, I only had one good, tough competitor that I could meet in the finals, and he met me there, and it was kind of nerve-wracking, but halfway through that match, I realized I had control of the match. I was controlling the motion through every situation, and not until then I realized I could actually do that and accomplish that goal.
So you win 6-3 by decision, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you have the lead in this match, but in wrestling, a lead can evaporate in literally a second. And so how are you going through everything in that final round, paying attention to the time? How is all that going down for you? What's the mindset, knowing that you have this lead and you can't give anything up?
Well, going into third round, I was up 6-0, and my opponent chose neutral, so I knew that I couldn't make any mistakes. I had to be correct. I ended up making a mistake, but I wrestled through it and only gave him 2 points. And then I just kind of relaxed, just sat there and thought about what I should do. And then he ended up scoring one more point off of stalling. But really, I was just kind of staying in control of the match and staying positive and keeping him on his toes, basically, and just controlling every situation.
Is it a tough spot to be in? Because I'm sure you don't want to be super aggressive having a 6-0 lead, but at the same time, you still have to be on the defensive. You can't give anything up.
Yeah, it is kind of a weird situation, but my dad, the head coach, has kind of been talking to us all year, win the next 10 seconds, win the next 10 seconds, win this situation. So just being able to have that mindset of, I'm going to win this, instead of, oh, shoot, thinking about the positive. I just always try and focus on the positive things and what I can do to win.
What was that moment like when the whistle blows, match is over, you're the winner 6-3? Kind of try to describe that feeling for me.
Kind of like I was accomplished, like I was on top of the world. One of my life goals was checked off my bucket list to really just sit there and take all that in, especially with the whole crowd behind me, all the Emory crowd, and some of my friends from other schools and from our school, just how crazy it was to think they were all so happy for me and how happy I was myself to see all my hard work pay off. It was just like all the weight off my shoulders was lifted, and it was one of the best feelings I've ever felt.
I have to believe it was probably almost exhausting as well, right? I mean, just thinking back, people have this idea that, okay, you wrestle from November to February. No, that's not the case. I mean, this is year-round. So once it's over and you accomplish that goal, it's got to be probably emotionally draining, I would assume.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to take a moment to realize how much hard work it really does take and how much sacrifice it takes. And it's so incredibly fulfilling when you do that because, as you said, I've been wrestling all year round this last year to try and accomplish that. And when it paid off, it was just kind of like I said, the weight of the world was lifted off your shoulders. And, it was just kind of surreal.
Again, our guest right now, Monty Christiansen, junior at Emory High School, state champion now for the wrestling team. Monty, I know you had to go through a teammate to get to the state championship last week. With that being said, I'm sure your teammates play a big role in this as well. I mean, they prep you every day.
Yeah, so I went to Dixon Peacock. He's my JV kid, but that kid works so incredibly hard in the room, and I'm so grateful for him pushing me every single day to become my best self. And as a freshman, he didn't place at the state tournament, but my freshman year I didn't place, and he's come so far from the beginning of the year. And I'm so grateful for him and another one of my teammates, Corbin Jensen. They sit there and push me every single day, do live wrestling, through drills. When I want to slack off, they push me, and it's just a great team, and it's been fun.
Now that you have one under your belt, maybe this is a weird question, but I've always wondered this. You got one under your belt now. Is the drive even greater to go get a second, or does it taper off? Do you have to fight a little bit more now to find that desire, or is that the goal right now? Look, I want to be a 2-time state champ.
Yeah, that's the goal. The grind is going to be a lot harder for me because after you win that first state title, everyone's saying, oh, hey, this is a person I got to be. I'm going to focus on them. I'm going to find their weaknesses and act on them, like try and beat them in every situation. But you got to work super hard. And we've only had one person that's passed one state championship. That's Hayes Dalton. He's won 3. But I got to work that much harder to get that second one and to enter that group of elite wrestlers that have won 2, because it's one thing to win one state championship, but it's a whole nother level to win 2 or even 3. But I'm just super excited, and I'm super excited for next season and what it can bring and how much hard work I can put in. And we'll see how this off season goes as well.
Yeah, you and I were talking a few moments ago, and I asked you about the 106-pound weight class. How difficult was it for you to make weight at 106 this year?
At the beginning of the year, it wasn't too hard, but towards the end, I started walking around like 116, 117. So I was cutting a solid 8-9 pounds, but it was honestly fine. We have got on a certain diet, and it was sometimes emotionally draining. Like, I can't eat my favorite meal. I can't go out with my friends and have treats and stuff, but the reward in the end is so much better than the sacrifice that you give.
Where do you feel comfortable? Is 120 then the good weight? Is that where you feel comfortable walking around weight 120?
So during the season, I would try and walk around like 114, 115. Then I guess towards the beginning of the year, I was walking around 110, 111. And then as year went on, we get a 2-pound allowance, so it's 108. At the new year, so I kind of, my body was like, okay, then we can grow, and I was like, please no, but it was fine.
Monty, what does the off season look like for you now? What do you do to continue to prep for next year, and what's in store over the next few months?
Just continue to wake up every morning with a positive mindset and try and get a workout in, maybe another workout later in the day sometimes, but I'm going to some pretty high-level tournaments. I'm planning on going to Virginia Nationals. Then I'm going to try and go to the U.S. Open and then a couple national dual teams. and just try and get as much tough competition as possible so I can really grow and see what I need to do to become that next level wrestler.
I want to end with this, Monty. There are so many kids that look up to high school athletes in local areas like Emory, Carbon County. So, you're a hero to a lot of kids. I truly believe that. They're going to look up to you now. What advice would you give an athlete, a child who wants to be an athlete? It doesn't matter what sport, basketball, football, baseball, wrestling, volleyball, it doesn't matter. What advice would you give them to reach the level that you have reached?
Two things. In every situation, have a positive mindset, because no matter what deficit you're in, there's always a positive outcome if you work hard enough. And then a second thing is, every single time through the day, go through those situations when you're in a high-pressure game or match or whatever, and you're the deciding factor. Put yourself in that situation so many times and have a positive outcome. Never think of yourself as a loser. Oh, I might lose. Always think, I can win this. I can win this. And just throughout the day, put yourself in those situations and always be the winner.
Well, Monty, you definitely have accomplished something that's fantastic. You've done it with class. It's been a blast to follow you throughout the year. Congratulations on accomplishing the ultimate goal. And hopefully next year around this time, we're talking about a two-time state champ. I really appreciate you making out time for us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Again, Monty Christiansen, state champ for the Emory High School wrestling team. Great accomplishment. You can get the complete results from the wrestling tournament right now by visiting castlecountryradio.com. And a little bit later on this week, we'll be joined by Coach Kurt Christiansen to put the final touches on the wrestling season. Let's pause for just a moment. When we return, we'll talk NBA All-Star Game. 30 years to get back into the state of Utah, and I was not entertained last night. It's coming up next. We'll talk All-Star Weekend right after this.